This week we've been talking about the whole college admissions process, because obviously this time of year is when kids are getting decisions from the universities they applied for. We've heard from families who are trying to figure out where to send their kids. We've talked to deans who explained how sometimes money can factor into who gets accepted to a college. But there's a larger question here, and that is college worth the money?
I'm an attorney. I'm making $30,000 a year. You tell me if college is worth it.
That's right. You can spend years on your undergraduate work and even more on grad school. You could end up as that unlucky listener. Tell us whether you think college is worth it at 8778-MY-TAKE. To join us for this discussion, we have Anya Kamenetz. She's a staff writer for Fast Company magazine and author of the new book, DIYU, Edupunks, Edupreneurs, and the Coming Transformation of Higher Education. Also with us, 29-year-old Lily Landauer. She's a student at Columbus State Community College. So, Anya, you say in your book that we need to reevaluate how we think about a college education. Why do you say that?
40 years or so, it's become this, not only the conventional wisdom, but actually kind of the main point of our entire federal and national program of getting people into the middle class. You have to get a college degree. And what I'm advocating is simply that people take a step back and they look at the real numbers. You look at the fact that only 56% of students who go into college actually come out with a degree, and you have to assume that a lot of people are not making the right decision.
Okay, Lily Landauer, you're making these decisions as we speak, right? You're a student at Columbus State Community College. You went to a community college so that it would be a little cheaper to start and then transfer all your credits into an education program at Ohio State. Do you know how you're going to pay once you get to Ohio State?
Well, I have applied for financial aid and scholarships, so I'm just waiting to see. And if neither come through, then I'll have to stop going to school full-time and work more so that I can pay for it.
So you'd have to work part-time and go to school part-time, and then do you have any idea how long it would take you to finish your education degree?
If I could go full-time, it'll take me 2 years to get my bachelor's and then a year to get my master's. But if I can't, then no, I have no idea how long it's going to end up taking me.
Anya, this is one of the things that you actually write about, is what happens when you're working while you go to school. What did you find out?
Well, a lot of people are looking at this because as students get increasingly financially strapped, most of them are working. And what people find is that if you have to work more than 20 hours a week while you're in college, it severely impacts your grades, as well as, the intangible measures of student engagement, whether you're able to take on leadership roles or volunteer or do internships, which are all the things we kind of associate with a college degree.
Does it impact your ability to graduate? Do people who work in college have a lower graduation rate?
If you work more than 20 hours a week, it can have a negative effect, yes.
Okay, so Lily, help me do the numbers here. How much are you paying per credit hour at Columbus State Community College?
For the last 4 years, it stayed at $79 per credit.
That's pretty reasonable.
So it's less than half of what it would cost me to go to Ohio State.
How much is tuition per year at Ohio State?
Just about $9,000 per year.
That's in-state tuition, right?
Correct, yep. Yes.
Okay. So, Anya, that's a pretty big difference. She's going to be paying $9,000 a year when she transfers. We actually asked our listeners whether or not college is worth that $9,000 a year. Here's what somebody had to say.
My name is Genevieve Hammond. I'm calling from Needham, Mass. I am a high school teacher. I say that there are many, many places to get a great college education. 50 or 75 years ago, there may have been a greater difference between most expensive and least expensive. But in that time, really great people can be found at many, many schools.
So, Anya, what is the various differences between, say, a less expensive school is it true, say, as with furniture, the more you spend on something, the better the value?
Well, I argue in DIYU that parents and students have to take a very different definition of what value actually means, because, I think that there is this quadrant of higher education that's sort of the worst value for money, which is the less selective private universities, which may cost as much as an Ivy League. They may have as many of the same perks, but they're not necessarily offering a better education than the state schools.
And I guess I'm wondering how you measure this, because, Anya, it seems as though the labor force is really changing in the last even 2 or 3 years, and that some of the stats that refer to the value of a college education really come from people who may have graduated 10 years ago or 5 years ago, and I'm wondering if the same holds true today.
Well, the fact is that the return on a college degree has declined throughout this past decade, and the average earnings for people, people across the board, earnings have been compressed. At the same time, obviously, a lot of the jobs in our economy that used to not require a college degree, the manufacturing jobs and construction jobs, those have declined as well. So what we're really seeing is, you know, a lack of opportunity across the board. And a bachelor's degree, which used to be this huge differentiator in the marketplace, actually is not as distinguishing a characteristic as it used to be.
Lily Landau, our 29-year-old student at Columbus State Community College, you have to get a degree in order to do what you want to do. Right?
Yes, I want to become a teacher.
Okay, and you need a master's degree
credential, right?
To get your credential?
Well, Ohio State doesn't offer a bachelor's in education, which I could get at a private university in Ohio, but that would then be maybe three times as much money.
Oh, so you're actually saving money by going to Ohio State and staying longer to get your master's.
Correct.
Okay, so Anya, what you're saying is that although somebody like Lily, in order to do what she wants to do, she has to get a degree, that there's a lot of good jobs out there that don't require a college degree. And yet we have comments from our listeners saying, you know, a college degree gives you power. It allows you to move from one career to another because you have the degree behind you.
Well, you know, I think that, you know, I'm not going to stand here to argue against the value of a college degree per se, but what I'm really asking is that people take a stronger look at both the value of the degree in the marketplace, but also their own abilities and their own interests. Because obviously, if you have almost half of people who attend college not graduating, either they don't have the resources, they don't have the interest, or they just don't have the ability to finish that degree. And clearly, they should be doing something else.
And not having a college degree, I should just say, has had zero impact on either my income, my ability to move from career to career, or my employment.
And yet, Lily, having a college degree has helped me in a number of ways. I have to say that having that college degree has ended up really securing me financially and for my family as well. You know, Anya,
Lily, forget it. Just bail. Don't waste the money.
Lily, stay with it. Anya, one last question for you. The other thing that complicates this is that many people are not like Lily. They don't know what they want to do, and they're going to end up changing their major.
What I really advocate in DOIU is that people don't think of it as applying to college, choosing a major, and then thinking about your career. You have to do the self-investigation first. And, you know, someone like John who says, I'm very self-directed, I may not need that degree to do what I want to do, you know, college could just be a waste of time for that person. So, you know, the personal learning plan has to start with your own interests, your own abilities,
idea. Lily, you're doing it right. Lily, that was Anya Kamenetz. She's a journalist and author of the new book, DIYU. We also spoke with Lily Landauer, 29-year-old education student at Columbus State Community College.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.